بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ذلك عيسى بن مريم قول الحق الذي فيه يمترون ما كان لله أن يتخذ من ولد سبحانه إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون صدق الله العظيم Alhamdulillah, last night we discussed the miraculous birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And after giving all the details of how he was born and the entire episode of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala did after say, ذَلِكَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ That this entire incident is Isa, the son of Maryam. Again, Allah Ta'ala reiterates emphasizes the fact that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was the son of Maryam. He had no father. He was the son of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. And he was not the son of Allah as the Christian believed. The Christians exalted Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to such a level that they made him, or majority of them regarded him to be the son of Allah. Some even believed him to be Allah. So there were different views. And the Yahud, on the other hand, they denigrated him and they regarded him to be the son of a woman who committed zina, ma'adallah. So they accused Sayyidina Maryam of committing zina and they would say that he is an illegitimate child. قول الحق الذي فيه يمترون Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after giving the entire episode of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah mentioned very clearly exactly how he was born with the details, and Allah says, this is Isa, the son of Maryam. Allah says, قول الحق, this is the truth. قول الحق, this is the state, a true statement. الذي فيه يمترون, regarding which they have doubts. Who's having doubts? The Christians had doubts. Yahud had doubts. They had contrasting views regarding Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala thereafter emphasizes the point, and in fact he refutes the fact that he can ever have a child. مَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ أَن يَتَّخِذَ مِنْ وَلَدْ It does not behove Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take a child, to have a child. Subhana. Allah Ta'ala is free from all these type of things. Human beings have children. Human beings have parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free. He's above all these things. Therefore, Allah has used the word subhana. Allah is spark. Allah is pure. Allah does not have human qualities and attributes. إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا When Allah decides on a matter, فَإِنَّمَا يَقُول لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ Allah's system is, He just says be, and it is begotten. It happens. It becomes. It takes place. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوا Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam mentions to his people very clearly, Allah is my Rabb and your Rabb. So I cannot be Allah. I'm not the son of Allah. رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ is Allah. My Rabb and your Rabb is Allah. فَاعْبُدُوهُ Therefore all of you must worship Allah. Don't worship me. هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ This is the straight path. This is the straight path. This is Sirat al-Mustaqim. فَاخْتَلَفَ الْأَحْزَابُ مِنْ بَيْنِهِمْ Allah Ta'ala mentions that the different groups, even amongst the Christians, there were few different groups, different beliefs. So, some of them felt that he was Allah who came down into the earth and gave life to whoever he needed to give life and give death to whoever he gave death. ثُمَّ سَعِدَ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ Then he went up to the sky. Some said, no, he was the son of Allah. Various views they had. But the view of the believers was that he was the son of Maryam. He was Kalimatullah wa Ruhu. Allah said, be he became Ruh. Allah Ta'ala told Jibreel to blow into the collar of Maryam, and this is how he was conceived. فَوَيْلُ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِن مَشْهَدِ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ Allah Ta'ala therefore says, woe be of a to the disbelievers of the day of Qiyamah, مِمَّشْهَدِ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on the day of Qiyamah, all these groups who rejected Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam or did not have the true belief regarding Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, so they were regarded as Alladhina kafaru. So woe be to the disbelievers on the day of Qiyamah. Mashhad refers to the day of Qiyamah. Min mashhad yawmin azim, on the occasion of the great day. Mashhad, where everybody will be present there. And that is the day of Qiyamah. On that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will humiliate the disbelievers. Allah will punish the disbelievers. Allah used the word wail. Wail here refers to woe. Destruction be to the disbelievers on the day of Qiyamah. Asmi' bihim wa abasir. How well they will hear and how well they will see. How accurately they will hear and they will see. On the day of Qiyamah, no person will be in doubt. In dunya, yamtarun, they are in doubt. But on the day of Qiyamah, asmi' bihim wa abasir. How clear the faculty of hearing will be. They'll hear the truth and they will see the truth. But then obviously it'll be too late. Allah says, يَوْمَ يَأْتُونَنَا, the day when they will come to us. لَكِنِ الظَّالِمُونَ الْيَوْمَ فِي ضَلَالِ مُبِينَ. But today in this world, the oppressors, referring to those who reject Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu salam as being the son of Maryam and having a miraculous birth, for them, they are in great or open misguidance. Allah Ta'ala thereafter says, وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ. When the matter will be decided, now akhirat, Allah will say, فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. One group will go to Jannah, and the other goes to Jahannam. The only two groups. Those will go to Jannat, ultimately, and those will be in Jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that warn them, of the day of regret, hasra. Hasra means regret. Because then it will be too late. When the results are out, you have passed, you have failed. You did not have the true aqidah. You did not believe in Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, in the aqidah that you should have had regarding him. You had a different belief. You rejected the truth. So in dunya, perhaps you got away. But now, finally, on the day of Qiyamah, when everything is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's control, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these people will be in hasrah. They will grieve. Sahaba asked Rasulullah regarding this verse, and then he mentioned that for the disbelievers who rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who made kufar, shirk, then on the day of Qiyamah, they will grieve because they will not be gaining entry into paradise. They will be doomed into Jahannam. And hasrah for the believer is for the moments in this world where he wasted, in which he could have done more ibadah and gained more reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the other Nabi mentioned, that the jannati, the only hasrat nadamat he'll have regret is the one second he wasted in this world, whereas he could have read one subhanallah and a tree would have been planted for him in Jannah. So then, he could have scored more blessings and more rewards, and because he did not read the extra tasbihat and ibadah, that would be his hasra. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring maut, death, in the form of a ram, a sheep. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make all the people see it. The disbelievers will see it. They will know this is maut. Allah will give it a form of a sheep. The believers will see this is maut. Allah will then order the angels to slaughter this ram, this sheep. And the moment this happens, both the groups will realize that now there is no more maut. No more death. When they realize this, the disbelievers will now shriek and they will scream and they will cry. Because now they know they will be in Jahannam perpetually. And there will only be misery for them. Only punishment, azab. The believers on the other hand will become extremely jubilant. And they'll be so happy and they will rejoice because they will know now we will be forever and ever in Jannah. May Allah make us among the believers who will enter into Jannah perpetually. In tonight's Tarawih, we heard one verse, وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِي عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكَ. The Jahannamis, as they will be suffering the punishment of Jahannam, إِنَّ شَجَرَةَ الزَّقُومِ طَعَامُ الْأَثِيمِ. The zakum is a very bitter, loathed tree. Very thorny tree. The hadith of Rasulullah SAW explained detail that how when they will eat this food, like pus, they will eat pus, blood. This will be their food. In dunya, if somebody has some blood or pus, offers you to take one, just taste it. No sane person will even taste it. On that day, or in Jahannam, this will be the actual food. Boiling water, the fifth para, it will be poured over their bodies, their heads, burning the entire hair and the skin, penetrating through their body. And each time the skin becomes burnt, it will be renewed. And the process continues. It's repeated. People are shouting and screaming. My respected brothers and elders, Jannat and Jahannam is already prepared. Jannat has been kindled. It is blazing. May Allah protect us from Jahannam is prepared. The fire has been kindled. May Allah protect us from Jahannam. That is why Rasulullah SAW has instructed us to recite Allahumma ajirna minan nar. After Fajr Salah and after Maghrib Salah, 7 times Allahumma ajirni minan nar. Oh Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Oh Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. We said, oh Allah, give us good in this world. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا. Give us good in the hereafter. And وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. Before sleeping, there are various du'as. Beautiful du'as, masnoon du'as to be recited. Amongst those du'as, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would place his hand on his cheek, right cheek, sleep on his right side. Allahumma qini adhabaka yawma tab'athu ibadak wa fi riwayatin yawma tajma'u ibadak. O Allah, Rasulullah SAW, ma'asum, sinless. It will be because of his intercession Allah will start the process of Qiyamah. Allah will start Hisab Kitab. And he will be in sajda and crying. So imagine, he is making dua, O Allah, save us from the azab of Qiyamah, when you will raise your servants. So the people in Jahannam, they will be drinking pus, boiling water, bitter tree of zakum. Finally, they will not be able to endure the pain and the punishment of Jahannam. And they will call out to Malik. Two explanations. Malik is either referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to some Mufassirin, but most of them say Malik is the warden of Jahannam, the angel who is in charge of Jahannam. The gatekeeper of Jahannam. His name is Malik. There's no smile on his face. They will call out to him, وَنَادُوا يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكُ. Let your Rabb. So that's why most Mufassirin say, Malik here refers to the gatekeeper of Jahannam. He says, let your Rabb decree death for us now. After death has already been slaughtered, and now they won't be any more mort. Now in Jahannam, when they will see they are suffering, they will desire mort. Let us die now so be over with the punishment. The answer will be, قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. You will remain, you will dwell there perpetually. In another verse, they will cry to Allah. Allah will say, إِخْسَأْ فِيهَا وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ. The word إِخْسَأْ is used to chase a dog. To chase a dog. This is the word Allah will use to the Jahannamis. Ikhsa. Get out of here. Don't ever talk to me. Can you imagine what will happen? May Allah protect us. So therefore, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ. When the matter is decided. In the 13th juz, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ. Again, when Allah will decide who's going to Jannat and who's going to Jahannam, when the matter is decided, Shaitan will then say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ in Ibn Kathir, Tafsir Ibn Kathir, is mentioned in narration that the people of Jahannam will go to Shaitan because Shaitan is the leader. They will say, see Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the people in Jannat, he's got a minbar, he's got a pulpit. So nice, they all around him. Why don't you also take a pulpit, a minbar? And why don't now you also save us from this punishment? This is when Shaitan will say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ. Allah had promised you a true promise. That if you believe in Allah, you follow the Rasul, you'll get paradise. And you remain there forever and ever. And you reject Allah, you'll get Jahannam. And Allah's promise was true. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ I promised you many things. فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ I broke all my promises. I lied to you. But remember, وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانِ In the world, I didn't have any extra power and authority. I didn't compel you. Except that I invited you. فَسَجَبْتُمْ لِي You responded positively. I didn't hold a gun by your head and compel you to follow me. See, Shaitan. وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعُوتُكُمْ I just called you. I invited you. فَسَجَبْتُمْ لِي فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ Don't blame me, blame yourself. مَا أَنَا بِمُصْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُصْرِخِي Let alone saving you, I can't save myself. إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ بِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُونِي مِنْ قَبْلِ You join partners with me, I reject all that today, finish. That is why he's known as Khadula. Khadula, one who abandons you when you really need his assistance. You thought this guy will help me, he'll ride through. And the time when you needed his help the most, suddenly, he leaves you, he abandons you. You're left in the lurch. This is Shaitan. That is why another verse is known as Al-Gharoor. بہت دھوکہ دینے والا اللہ says فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور let not this dunya deceive you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and let not shaitan the one who is full of deception lies in the battle of Badr shaitan had come in the form of a neighboring chief for the mushrikeen a mushrik chief and he came and he promised the mushrikeen assistance against the Muslims against the sahaba But فَلَمَّا تَرَأَتِ الْفِئَتَانِ When he saw the angels coming down and he saw the angels and helping the Sahaba against the disbelievers, نَكَسَ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ He retreated. He began to flee and he took to his heels. And the person whose hand he was holding asked, Where are you going? That person did not know it was Shaitan. He thought it was the chief, the leader. He said, I can see what you can't see. On that occasion, إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ I'm fearing Allah, meaning I'm fearing the punishment is going to come. Therefore he began to flee. This is Shaitan. Shaitan cannot take the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the name of Allah. When adhan is given, the hadith of Rasulullah says, Shaitan begins to run. Cannot stomach the name Allah. Azan is being Allahu Akbar, Shaitan cannot take it. He doesn't want to be around, he doesn't want to hear the azan. So he flees, and as he flees, فَلَهُ دُرَاتٍ He passes wind, he breaks wind even. Azan finishes, the kambakhat comes back again. Till iqama is taking place. He goes back, he cannot take it. But when salah comes, when salah begins, now he comes. What's his whole job is to spoil your salah. Now he'll make you remember things you forgot completely. That whole taraweeh, how many desserts you had? How much of savory you were enjoying? And you were planning, today, this Saturday will be 27 nights and weekend. Oh, so many things. You do so much. He does not want you to enjoy your salah. He does not want you to seek forgiveness from Allah. So he'll come. There is a shaitanu. يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ All the time, he'll scare you. But you're going to get poor, poverty, do this, you'll get money, you'll get rich, you'll be independent, do this, do that. What about that venture? Don't worry about this man, even his haram, just you can just do it, man. Otherwise, you know what's going to happen? You won't have money. How are you going to feed your children? How are you going to pay your rent? Can't you see that man, how he's insolvent, how people are looking down upon? الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء. He commands you to do obscene things, lewd things, indecent, immoral things. He'll take you away from good company. Join your friends. Enjoy life. You're still a youngster. What are you acting like a big buzruk for? When you become big and get great, then you can turn to Allah. Who knows when maut will take place? So enjoy yourself now. Why don't you study dinner? Just chill, man. And after Ramadan, please, now we had made a lot of ibadat now. Now we need to go here and there everywhere. But let us be honest to ourselves. In so many homes, the shaitan box, the TV is covered with some material or cloth. For what? It's off and you got it covered. Nobody must see this thing. But after Ramadan, that cloth goes away and everybody is sitting. Mother, father, grandmother, and everybody watching all the haram. Don't we think of the Ramadan we spend toba, istighfar, rona, dona, crying to Allah. At this moment, which person likes shaitan? Every one of us hate him, detest him. But how is he going to deceive us again? So Allah warns us so that we may be on our guard and don't fall into his trap. There's a beautiful kitab known as Tablis to Iblis. There are different manners in which shaitan tricks a person. A pious person also, how shaitan will trick him. The impious, how shaitan will trick him. The Maulvi, how shaitan will trick him. The businessman, how shaitan will trick him. The wife, the woman, this is shaitan's job. He cannot, it is mentioned, shaitan won't be takta nahi. He waits for every opportunity to see how I can deceive him, how I can take more people into Jahannam. This is what he wants. So may Allah Ta'ala protect us from shaitan. We have to be on guard against nafs and shaitan, these two things. And inshallah, we're not alone. That is the whole thing. We have got with us Allah. And we have with us Quran. We have with us the Sunnah of Rasulullah. His beautiful way of life. If we blunder, we make an error, then go back to Quran, Sunnah, ask the ulama, what do I do? And there is a way out. So we make amends, we make tawbah, we make istighfar. And we carry on like this. Until finally we reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this road to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our mashayikh have mentioned, is not a difficult road. It's a very easy road, and it's not a boring road, it is a very enjoyable road. It's very enjoyable. As I mentioned the other night, the only problem is that we have not tasted the juice, the honey, the maza of this road. That's the only difference. But a little bit we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned, that just try one sajda with some dhyan and love with Allah and say subhan rabbi al-a'la. And see what enjoyment you get. You don't want to raise your head from there. One of Fazlur Rahman, Gadj Munadabad, Badi Rahmatullah Ali, in his sajda, he would make, he say, goya ki Allah mujhse pyar kar raha hai. Mujhe aisa mahsus hota hai. And we can also have the same. We can all. We just have to make an effort, an intention, and try it out. But the important thing is, which we will hear lifelong, is gunaho ko chhod do. Abandon all sins. And make that firm intention and koshish. Puri koshish lagao. A concerted effort, not just I'll try. And the easy way to remain aloof from or abstain from sins is be in good company. In the 19th para, in the first page, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ. الظَّالِم refers to an oppressor. But the Mufassirin say that person, Itariku sunnah, one who abandons the sunnah, one who has turned away from Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one who has neglected his deen, is a ghafil person. He did not live a life of taqwa. His life was full of sin, evil, filth. On that day he will begin to bite his hand. When you're nervous, you got your examination to write, you're going for your driver's license, you begin to bite your fingernails. Yeah, he won't bite his fingernails, he won't bite his finger. يَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ. He'll actually bite his hand. And what will he express his regret. Why did I follow that certain person? Why did I take him as my friend? يا ويلتا ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إرجاني. This guy, my friend in the world, he took me away from Allah's remembrance. I was supposed to come for the majlis and learn about Quran and Hadith and Sunnah and change my life and make Tawbah. And then he came and he took me away to the gambling den. Took me away to commit zina. Took me away to take some drugs. Took me away to have some fun. So we lost our salat, we lost everything. Now on the day of Qiyamah, Ya waylata laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. And tonight's verse, Al-akhillau yawma idhin ba'duhum li ba'din adun illa al-muttaqeen. All friends in this world on the day of Qiyamah, your enemies beside the muttaqeen. And again in the same verse 90, wa kana shaytanu lil-insani khadula. Shaitan, he abandons you. Not a normal, just once or twice, he abandons you totally. Totally. May Allah save us from the hasrat and nadamat of Qiyamah. May Allah save all of us from the hasrat and nadamat of Qiyamah. My respected brothers and elders, we got to have that intention from the bottom of our heart and make that firm resolution. That's all. And with it, koshish, that's all. Shaitan will come and nafs will tell you, hey, you know, it's too heavy. Man. That's for the buzruk, Sufis and khanka people. We can't do that. Wallahi, we can do it. And Allah will help us. We are weak, we must acknowledge our weakness. And sometimes when we read the stories of the awliya, believe me, sometimes I feel, Ya Allah, how are we going to ever make it? How they are doing so? How they did it? The whole night in ibadat and such sajdat and what akhlaq and what wara they had and how keep. Allah knows our weakness. We are now in the latter part of the ummah. Allah knows our condition. But Allah is too loving, too loving. I cannot explain. If you only understood Quran and Hadith and what the mashayikh have mentioned, Allah is too loving. Allah Ta'ala actually favors us. But he just wants us to see a little bit of right direction. Our qibla must be right. May Allah give us a tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. So anzirhum yawm al-hasrati idh qudhi al-amr wa hum fi ghaflati wa hum la yu'minun. Allah says, yet they are negligent and they do not believe. Warn them. Quran, ayats upon ayats upon ayats. Ayat upon ayat. We have seen so many people in front of us. We've seen how they change their lives. They were people who we know were gangsters. The other day, one of my students had come and he was giving one karguzari in Raiwin. He met a person from one country of the world who was a mafia. A real thug. Even when he came in Jamaat, he's still changing his life. Always fighting with everybody. But alhamdulillah, after the 4 months, such inqilab came into him. And when he came out of the masjid once, and he saw some lady or something, made him remind, he ran back into the masjid, he began to sob and cry like a baby. Now all of them went to console him, hey, what happened, maybe he's missing home, or something like that. It was a mafia in his days. He began to cry. And when they consoled him after, he said, no, the thought came back into my mind, how I took my father to the suicide center, and he forced him, compelled him to commit suicide. Then I brought his ashes back in that bottle. In other words, he wanted to inherit from his father, took all of his possessions, and he made his father commit suicide, and then he brought the ashes. He says, today, Allah has given me hidayat. And the thought of the guna he did brought him back, and he couldn't take it. But Allah gives hidayat, and a person makes tawbah, istighfar, Allah is ghafur rahim. So don't ever lose hope. Don't ever lose hope. وَأَنْذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةِ وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Let us not be in ghafla. See, ghafla will cause hasra. Ghafla will cause hasra. You are ghafil. While driving, you are talking on the cell phone. You did not see the other person crossing. That was ghafla. Then you knock the man dead. Now there's hasra. Allah protect us. Simple. Understanding. Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna nahnu narithu al-ard wa man 'alayha wa ilayna yurja'un." Allah says, "We will be the inheritors of the earth, and whatever is upon it, and every person will then return only to us. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An inheritor inherits after the person leaves the world. So he gets everything. Allah says, I lent you or gave you time and I gave you the dunya for you to enjoy, but now everything comes back to me. I am the Malik. That's why, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah is the master of Qiyamah. Nobody above Allah. The most superior. In dunya, He gave us respite. Now, I'm in charge. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we inherit everything. Everything belongs to us. And all, every single thing returns to us. So before we return to Allah ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, and not have hasrat and nadamat, let us come out of ghaflat, and in this world make rujoo' ila Allah. That is it. May Allah give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq. These are all Mubarak nights. Odd night, even night, all Mubarak nights. We have to make rujoo' ila Allah. Cry, cry, cry. If it's fine, all of mashayikh. I had heard Haji Farooq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi in one of the odd nights, crying like a baby. Hazrat Maktar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, Mufti Mahmood Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, all, every buzurg, they would cry and cry. Haji Farooq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi cried like a baby. Believe me, you hear that crying, you start crying. And what is he saying in the dua? Ya Allah, meri wajah se. And he was not a fake or something. Genuine. Ya Allah, because of me, all these people are suffering. He believe it is his guna that is why his punishment and azab is coming. And he cried and cried. So Allah grant all of us ikhlas. Allah give us a pure heart. And this morning in the talim we had with our brothers, look for a pakiza zindagi. Saaf sutri zindagi. A pure life. A life full of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A life free from sins. May Allah grant me, grant all of us, inshallah, a pakiza zindagi. We said the Rushi. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما يا الله ہم تو بہت کمزور ہیں يا الله as much as we try my Allah we still fail my Allah يا الله help us my Allah guide us my Allah يا الله we are so worried my Allah when Ramadan will terminate my Allah We go back into different environments, my Allah. Ya Allah, what will happen to us, my Allah? Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. We are enjoying, ya Allah, some type of lazzat, my Allah, making your ibadah, my Allah. Increase this lazzat, my Allah. Give us your marifat now, my Allah. Remove the hijabat between us and you, my Allah. Ya Allah, just change our lives, my Allah. Change our mindset, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a qalb, ya Allah, a heart that is turning to you. Give us a penitent heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us understand Quran, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us understand the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us implement this in our lives, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas, my Allah. Make us realize that we have to stand before you, my Allah. Fariqun fil jannah wa fariqun fil sa'ir. Make us be in that group that will go to jannah, my Allah. Don't make us be in that group, my Allah, that will go to Jahannam. Ya Allah, not even those will go to, who will be Ashabul A'raf, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind and so loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in various ahadith showed us your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you of that mercy, my Allah, of yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, which has no limits, my Allah. Tonight, forgive every single one of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have come here, ya Allah, to your house, my Allah.
These brothers have made a little bit of effort, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are shakur, my Allah. Ya Allah, have pity upon them, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the efforts, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters and others listening at home over the receivers, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept their efforts also, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come to make tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come to make tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed too many sins, my Allah. Hum to naqis hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, we haven't made qadr of your ni'mas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning to you, my Allah. We're making tawbah and istighfar, my Allah. Ya Allah, we feel nadamah of the filthy things we did in life, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have abandoned those things, my Allah. Ya Allah, now we're making the firm resolution, my Allah, that we won't go back to the sins, my Allah. But my Allah, would that we're asking you for himmat, my Allah. Give us that courage, my Allah. Give us that tawfiq, my Allah. That if ever we are tempted to go back to the sin, my Allah, you will give us that himmat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will give us that istihdar of you, my Allah. The consciousness of you, of your presence, my Allah. The kafiyat of muraqabah, my Allah. The kafiyat of ihsan, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us the kafiyat of ihsan, my Allah. Ya Allah, that har an, my Allah, every moment, my Allah, we are conscious of you, my Allah, and we won't indulge in anything that displeases you, my Allah. Ya Allah, then take our souls away, ya Allah, in that condition, my Allah, that you are pleased with us, and you had forgiven us, my Allah, and you are razi with us, my Allah, and you had cleansed our hearts, my Allah, and you were happy with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu razi banja. Ya Allah, tu razi banja. Ya Allah, tu razi banja. Ya Allah, accept all the du'as of our brothers and sisters, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially those who are here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, even though it's not an odd night, my Allah, but ya Allah, we are in search of you, my Allah. Utlubni tajidni, fa in wajadtani wajadta kulli shay, wa in fittuka fittuka kulli shay. Ya Allah, we have read in the kitab, in the hadith, ya Allah, you have said, search for me if you find me. If you look for me, if you search for me, you will find me. If you have found me, you have found everything. But if you miss me, you have missed everything. Eh, Malik-e Kareem, my Allah, you are the Khaliq of Samawat and Ardh, my Allah. You are the possessor of your Arsh, my Allah, your Kursi, my Allah. Ya Allah, the heavens and the earth belong to you, my Allah. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. Ya man biyadihi malakutu kulli shay, wa huwa yujir wa la yujaru alayh. Ya Allah, we read tonight, sarawi lahu maqalidu samawati wal ardh. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Ya Allah, you are basit, my Allah. You are raziq, my Allah. You are haleem and kareem and afu and ghafoor and raheem, my Allah. Ya Allah, shower us with your mercy, my Allah. Forgive each one of us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our hajat and need, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our hajat and need, my Allah. We have got too many things on our head, my Allah. Too many things that are troubling us in our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, most of the things are dunya things, ya Allah, because we have forgotten about akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we have to ponder over our akhirat, my Allah, our hajat of akhirat, ya Allah, far supersedes our needs of dunya, my Allah. Ya Allah, dunya aur akhirat, ya Allah, ki hajat hu, ya Allah, tu, ya Allah, tu, ya Allah, you fulfill it, my Allah. Ya Allah, you fulfill our hajat of dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, hajat ko pura farma, ya Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our jaiz murad, my Allah. Don't make us have any evil desires and aspirations, my Allah. Make us aspire that which is halal and good, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many youngsters who are looking for suitable partners for marriage, my Allah. Ya Allah, they want to live a life of purity, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many young girls at home, my Allah. Age has caught up with them, my Allah. Ya Allah, suitable proposal is not coming, my Allah. Their parents are crying, my Allah. They're requesting for du'as, my Allah. Ya Allah, they do not want to go out in public and show everybody who they are, my Allah. They've got haya in them, my Allah. You find them right partners, my Allah, and bless them with a blissful marriage, with the halal and offspring, my Allah, who will become the coolness of the eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, how many a youngster, my Allah, he has given up his drugs, my Allah. Ya Allah, he's not in any rehab, my Allah. Ya Allah, he's talking to you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, he's crying to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, she is crying to you, my Allah. They do not want to go back to that habit, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them istiqamat after the month of Ramadan. Grant all of us istiqamat after the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, this taqwa that, ya Allah, you have mentioned, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant it to us, my Allah. And after the month of Ramadan also, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us maintain this taqwa, my Allah. Increase this taqwa, my Allah. So when we are passing away, my Allah, our mawt is easy for us, my Allah. The angels seekers of mercy will come and they will say, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We are your helpers in this dunya. As you're leaving this world, we will chase away the shayateen who will try and entice you at this moment. Ya Allah, those angels will come and help us, my Allah. They are your angels, my Allah. You'll be sent by you, my Allah. Ya Allah, and they will give us a promise that in Jannat, whatever you wish, whatever you desire, Allah will grant you your desire. Ya Allah, you are Ghafur Rahim, Ya Allah. There are so many people who are sick and ailing, my Allah. Every Salat, Ya Allah, somebody comes and informs me, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that make dua, Ya Allah, for my grandchild or my son who's diagnosed with cancer. Little children now, my Allah. Masoom, may Allah, children, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is so difficult for their parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard of Ridha bil Qada last night, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Ridha bil Qada. Ya Allah, but hum toh bohut kamzor hai. Azmaish, Ya Allah, ibtila is heavy for us, my Allah. Grant us a life of afiat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all those people shifa. All those who are sick, my Allah. And protect us from those diseases, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight also we see this as janazah, my Allah. Ya Allah, so lucky are those who pass away in the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Make them maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Give us a good maut, my Allah. Ya Allah, maut and iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, our desires that we must pass away in Medina Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant it to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got yaqeen in you, my Allah. You have said, ud'uni astajib lakum, my Allah. Ya Allah, at least, my Allah, if we die with iman, my Allah, grant us the maut with iman in Medina Sharif, in the condition you are pleased with us, my Allah, and give us burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Close with Azwaj Mutahharat, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, my Allah. Close with the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'een, my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, our beloved Rasulullah will rise, my Allah. With Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. Ya Allah, then the people of Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, then they'll move towards Jannatul Mu'alla and they'll meet the people of Mu'alla, my Allah. Ya Allah, so lucky are those people, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the sifarish, the intercession of Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah, the Houthi Kuthr water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we would love to be there, my Allah. It is our dua, my Allah. Give us, Ya Allah, the tawfiq of doing those a'mal that will grant us, Ya Allah, the Houthi Kuthr water from Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak had such water that when we drink one sip, we will never become thirsty again, and make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Give us the beautiful palaces in Jannah, my Allah, the beautiful rivers and the fruits, my Allah. We read in tonight's Tarawih verses upon verses, Ya Allah, describing your beautiful Jannah, my Allah. And Ya Allah, give us your happiness in Jannah, my Allah. Announce to us, Uhillu alaykum ridwani, fala askhatu alaykum ba'dahu abada. That I announce and declare to you, I will always be happy with you. I will never become naraz with you. Ya Allah, you become happy with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from every type of fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, if Dajjal emerges, Ya Allah, and we are still alive, protect us. Allah, if our children are alive, protect them, our grandchildren, protect them, our great-grandchildren, our progeny, my Allah. Make our progeny be in the group of the mu'mineen, my Allah, who will not be seduced and beguiled and deceived by Dajjal, my Allah. Allah, protect us from the onslaughts of nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Protect us from, Ya Allah, from all evil, my Allah. Musalman ki hifazat farma, deen ki hifazat farma, amar iman ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, protect our homes, my Allah. Protect our families and our children, my Allah. Protect us from crime and kidnapping and burglaries, my Allah, and from killings, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Ya Allah, now give us that, Ya Allah, that your love and muhabbat, my Allah. That we must go crazy in your love, my Allah. Give us a taste, one sip of your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, give it to us, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa salim. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Allah, all those requested duas, answer all the duas, my Allah. Allah, even those, Ya Allah, whose news not reach us as yet, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know best who is sick, who requires what, and people are requesting for duas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant each person jaiz murad, remove every person's difficulty. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim wa tub 'alayna ya maulana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.